from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what could I say? I wish I had a riddle that made some sense. I'm already off. What could be said 100 times, 100, 1,200 times that I would never say it enough? It's really that I'm glad you're here. Welcome to sleep with me. When I say welcome, when I say friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you are, whomever you are, I'm so glad you're here. This is episode 1200. I've been making the show about 10 years. So this episode will be a little bit different. Still be lulling and sleepy. Maybe be a little bit personal. This intro may be a little bit different. I don't know. I'm in the middle of recording it. I guess I'm pretty happy. Can't believe it. I mean, I'm happy because that's what I get to do, ideally. If this show works for you, if you stick around, is ideally you feel seen, you feel welcomed in. You say, wow, I could listen to this podcast. I could check it out. And then ideally, as you listen, I keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep. That's really like the whole, it's like, I don't know what the word shebang means, or shaboom. That makes me want to sing a doo-wop song. I just literally was at, not a theme park, whatever the other amusement park with my daughter. And we danced the twist with some characters, or singing and dancing show right here locally. So that's why, like, shaboom. Holy cow, I thought I was celebrating. I thought I was going to do some serious navel gazing. And now I'm like, last thing I'm gazing at is my navel. But I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, this show is very different. That's also where the podcast came out of. It was a different idea. How come there's no weird podcast to listen to keep me company while I fall asleep like a friend? There was Sleep Audio back, whatever, 10 years ago. But that was a little bit more straightforward, meditative, or it just wasn't goofy. And I don't mean the character Goofy. Did I ever tell you, talk about tangents? One time Goofy signed my brother's autograph, book, Goffy. He was 1-0 short of being Goofy. And I said, that's very in character. Okay, so that's what I was looking for. I said, how come there's nothing like a friend? Just make, you know, kids get bedtime stories. And occasionally in our personal relationships, we get to do a bedtime story for somebody, but we can't do it all the time. And then I said, I should make that show. And then I said, that's a terrible idea. That was like 5 years before I made the podcast. So that's what this show does, because you deserve a good night's sleep and you deserve something to keep you company. Cut through that loneliness, create a safe place, a place that kind of is relatively safe. And you say, okay, I could kind of listen to this, kind of barely listen to it. So again, can't say it enough. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff so you can fall asleep. What we got coming up is sponsor support. That's really how we get the show out to as many people as possible twice a week. Then there'll be a long meandering intro that is a show within a show meant to ease you into bedtime. That's about 15 to 20 minutes long. And then there'll be a bedtime story, me talking about episode 1200. I honestly can't even remember what it's about, even though I recorded it a couple days ago. And it's like the 10-year 1200th episode. I mean, it's something to do with, I mean, it's something celebratory. I honestly have no idea. That's because I'm already, whatever, not important. You'll know. So you'll know probably the same time I will. I can't remember. Because, I mean, here's my excuse, the reason, though. I literally just listened to an episode twice today that's going to come out because I record stuff ahead of time. So, I don't know. My brain is filled with more recent episodes. So, I'm so glad you're here. And yeah, this these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Media Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners of the show. We're coming up on 10 years of making this podcast. This is our 1,200th episode. And I couldn't have done it. Whether this is your first time listening or, you know, if you've listened 1,200 episodes, you probably listened a lot more than 1,200 times. Whatever it is in between, I wouldn't be here without you listening, without you taking that first risk. risk and saying, let me check this show out. And then for most of you, let me check that show out again because I didn't get it the first time. So thanks for taking a chance on this podcast. And I couldn't do without all you that really took a chance on the show, because some people, this is just a podcast, right? But what I've realized recently is for most listeners, Sleep With Me is a service that makes their life better. It's a part of their lives and it's something that they've found, and I'm proud to be able to do it. And for some of you, it's even more than a service. It's like an essential part of your life, an essential part of your well-being, and you like to be a part of the show as well and also provide the show. That's the beauty of podcasting as a service, is that the people that take the time to support the show or support the sponsors or spread the word, like, it gets to be free for everybody else that's not in a position to do so or just chooses not to. Or for people, hey, it's just another sleep podcast to me. And that's cool too. Like, we all get to be here together right now. And that's like, I don't know. I could not have done it without everybody, wherever you are. Or if you're just getting here, you say, you know, this is my first time listening. I thought I'd check it out. Bit different than what I expected so far. So that's what the supporter zone is really about. Is those supporters giving it out to everybody whenever you need it. 600 episodes ready to go in the archives. So thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you so much. Also, we have this, the second part of the supporter zone is about you. If you're in need of extra resources right now, there's links to resources right in the show notes. It's also about being a part of community, and not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more on a bunch of different community stuff. And we've done a lot of community stuff over the years. Right now, we're focused on supporting the Trevor Project, supporting the Midnight Mission. As I'm recording this particular intro, it looks like the strikes are getting resolved, but they're not totally resolved as of this. So we'll stay hopeful. So thanks for being a part of our community efforts too, or learning more, or taking action in your own life. Even if you don't, you know, reach out to me or take a part of what we're doing. Taking action is so powerful. Whether it's taking action to just listen to the show, taking action to take better care of yourself, or taking action to be a part of positive change. Thanks again for showing me how. And also, the show would not be at almost 10 years, 1,200 episodes without all the people who have taken a risk on this show professionally over the years. And there's a lot of people, and we get a lot of people that work really hard on this show right now. Mystery Bard, who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bart. And I just want to let everybody know, we're gearing up for something really special with this idea of Sleep With Me as a service. And if you're not in a position to support the show directly financially, you could join our referral program, sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, and earn stuff just through referring people to the podcast, letting people know about it, something you already do. So check that out, sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, things on your mind, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So anything emotionally coming up for you, physically, anything on your mind, it could be changes in time, temperature, routine, schedule, work schedule. You could be going somewhere. You could have someone visiting. Maybe school is starting a change. You know, change. Oh, I think right around now is going to be like the change on the clocks. That's always, that. I mean, it is. It's just like, I mean, what were we thinking? I mean, talk about getting time travelers on. Can you just go back to whenever they thought up that idea and say, I'm from the future. You'll regret this decision, but for some convoluted bureaucratic reason, you'll stick, like, despite many votes and opinions, you'll stick with it for some reason. It's symbolic, but it's also true. So don't, and they'll say, please escort him out. Please escort Dr. Brown out. And whoever that young person is with them, dressed as a cowboy, send them back to the future because we don't need them here. This is a brilliant new idea we have. We can change time. Technically, aren't you just changing the clock? Yeah, we are. But did you know that this is a tangent in the middle of a sleep podcast? Oh, great. So whatever it is, the reason I run through all that stuff and point it out in some way is to let you know you're not alone. I don't know about you, but in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, it's lonely. And even when I'm in the room with somebody else or in a place with somebody else, even when I got my loyal, lovely dog, Koa, snoring away, It hurts. I mean, this is episode 1200, so I'll just put it straight out, right? It hurts to feel that lonely sometimes, not all the time. And I go through all that stuff because what I've learned in 10 years of making the show is that we're not alone. And it does change. Like, it might not change instantly, but it has changed my relationship with the deep, dark night, knowing there's other people out there, that you're out there and you're nodding your head because you know how it feels. You've been there. Now, maybe you're going through something different than what keeps me up at night. Maybe you and I, we don't have, maybe I can't relate to how you feel. But the brilliant thing is there's somebody else listening right now that can relate to how I feel. And somebody else that's listening that can relate to how you feel. And maybe that's been through the same thing or something very similar. And that's one of the upsides of this, you know, whatever digital pseudo stuff is that, yeah, it's true. There's somebody out there that's nodding right now, that's listening at this moment, that's saying, yeah, I know how that feels. Oh, boy, do I. So you're not alone. And it's just important to know that and say, wow, there's somebody else out there that's feeling this way, too. And there's also another side of that, which is something we all share. And maybe it's something that this is where it's my job to foster it and to hold it delicately, if I can't even pronounce it, but I can still hold it delicately, even though I can't pronounce it, and to really nurture it by telling you is that you deserve a good night's sleep. And we share that too. And the more we could foster it in one another and just pass the energy along and say, you know what? You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could get some rest, the rest you need so your life is more manageable. That is important. And it's important to me and it's important to all the other people listening because they've been in that same boat too. And they know the people that listen to the show on a regular basis that get a decent night's sleep the majority of the time they listen to this show, or it makes a deep, dark night less painful. They know because they say, wow, when you're getting a little bit better rest, when you don't have to dread bedtime because you got a silly little sleep podcast to listen to and keep you company, your life's a little bit better. Your life's a little bit more manageable. And that means when you go out there in the world, you get to live your life a little bit more. That's really important. And it's important to me. It's important to other people that support the show. But a lot of us have this internal critic or some other internal stuff or external stuff that tells us that's not the case. Cynic and critics, internal nanas. So that's what I'm here to hold delicately and foster and nurture. And you say, well, you some part of my brain just said, you only need to do one of those. You really need to foster and nurture it. That's overdoing it. I'd say, really, has anything been over fostered and nurtured? I think Ray, my neighbor Ray, like a cute, you know, cute things, that idealized cuteness has been over fostered and over nurtured. Without that, we wouldn't have idealized cuteness. And so I don't know if there is a down, at this point, there's not a downside to it, especially in a sleep podcast. Now, here's another thing. If you're listening and you listen because you have a strong opinion about the show, or you're new and you're already like, I just don't like you, man. That's okay, too. Like, it doesn't change the fact that the Deep Dark Night doesn't need to be painful for you or lonely, if it is. And again, not everybody who listens to the show feels that way, like either dislikes the show or feels lonely and in pain. So people listen for different reasons. But if you never are going to listen to the show again, don't worry. We got a website for you, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. It's got a list of other sleep podcasts and sleepy audio on there, so you could find something. So, I mean, that's I talk about this every intro because it's important, but I just wanted to stress it with extra importance tonight because you're important and your sleep is important. And the way it works is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. We've already been on a couple of those where I get mixed up, I go off topic, and I forget what I was talking about. And, you know, refer to 80s movies characters that are no longer relevant. I just heard Doc Brown crying in the other room. Christopher Lloyd's still relevant, but, I mean, I think that character's still somewhat relevant. But, not as relevant as my mind makes it, but, anyway, I got to come up with a new archetypal time traveler. I put it on my to-do list. Also tissues for Doc Brown's room. Come up with a whisper when I say come up with a new archetypal time traveler. More tissues for Doc Brown's room. Find Doc Brown, new job, ideally another glorified archetypal position. Double underline in case he's listening in. And also, P.S., actually follow through on that because he's listening in. And double P.S.S., yes, we'll get, don't worry, we'll get you puff, you know, the fancy tissues with the aloe that we like if you're going to. So there's our first piece of brand synergy. But Sleep With Me 2024 edition, the podcast that makes Doc Brown cry. And when Doc Brown cries, when Sleep With Me goes off, you know, talks about irrelevance, Doc Brown cries and blankety blank tissues. Now with the soothing, you know, blend of aloe and lanolin and Brazil, you know, Brazilian, that Brazil nut butter, you know. Here's a free idea. Trader Joe's, put some Brazil nut butter in some tissues, and I bet you that you'll have, I mean, that's like such common sense, probably already doing it, congratulations, Brazil nut, when Doc Brown blows his nose, he uses Brazil, like, because that's too many B's for me to pronounce. Okay, so if you're new, though, what do I need to know about the show? One, most people don't like the show at first. Majority of listeners, it took two or three tries for them to get used to the show because it is so different. It's a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen, like it's playing at like a TV in the other room or background noise you could listen to. And the podcast does not put you to sleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep on this show. Because I'm here to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. There's people who are listening who won't fall asleep, and I'm here to keep them company to the very end. one of the very important things I learned early on making this podcast. And there's also people that listen and they need a break during the day. So I'm here whether you're awake or asleep, so you don't have to listen to me, but you don't have to fall asleep either. Those shows are over an hour. I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar best, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boars, your boar bud, your boar bruh, your boyfriend, your boar bee. Oh, yeah. I guess maybe I already went out of thought. How come I mean, what's up? Well, how come I wasn't in the movie? I could have been, hey, Borby. And then it could have just been, it didn't even have to actually be me. It could have just been me rambling in another room. I know it wouldn't make any sense. I just, you know, it just popped in my head. But that's another greeting. If there's ever a Sleep With Me convention with, you know, a lot of people at it, very unlikely, but you could say, hey, Borby. And then you'd say that would probably, this would be in like 2046. You'd say another, that's like, now it's lost its relevance, Scoots. That's why I chose it. It's already been chosen. Okay. So I'm so glad you're here. Oh, what else do you need to know? Structure of the show has a very specific structure, so it can benefit the most people possible. And it's somewhat flexible depending on how you want to listen. But if you're new, the way that most people listen and works for most people is they listen linearly. Maybe some people listen over multiple nights, but the show starts off with a greeting so you feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's support so the show can be free, paying for it is optional. Then there's a long meandering intro, which we're already most of the way through. The intro is here to ease you into bedtime, not to put you to sleep. You could fall asleep during the intro. But for most stuff that I've learned around sleep over the past 10 years and most feedback I've gotten and what's worked for me personally is that the intro is more of a buffer between being awake and asleep. That's meant to just kind of slowly lower the dial on the day and ease you into bedtime. And some people listen while they're in bed getting comfortable. Some people are falling asleep. 2% of people skip the intro. But for most people, they're doing some sort of chill activity or they're getting ready for bed or they're getting comfortable because that's just, we just need some time to wind down. So that's what the intro does. Then there's again support. Then there'll be a bedtime story, which somehow I guess I probably forgot about it on purpose. I don't think I talked about the history of the show. Oh, you know what I did? Okay, now I remember. It was conceptual. It's cool. Like, just trust me. It actually is time travel. So I guess that's probably why I had Doc Brown on the brain. And we'll go back to, you know, it'll be interesting. We'll talk to a couple different versions of me. There'll be some nurturing in there, I hope. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I think there was something else. Like people don't usually structure the show. People don't like the show. So you could always check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Or just give the show a few tries. Because if you're new, especially on this like anniversary episode, I mean, this is a pretty good one to start because you'll know. Like normally, I mean, I don't take the anniversary seriously anyway. But like normally show's even more goofy. So this one is a little bit personal. It's meant to be your friend in the deep, dark night and just see how it goes. I mean, because if you're like me, you've been trying a bunch of stuff to fall asleep. You tried different things. Nothing worked. That's why I made the podcast to begin with. Like I said earlier, I said, how come there's not everything's so serious, or clinical? I just want a friend and I want a friend to let me know, hey, it's going to be okay. I can't make it okay. All I can do is be here for you and keep you company. And that's really what this episode's about, too, is like, in the end, all I wanted was someone to see that I was hurting, to see that I was lonely, and to say, hey, I know it doesn't feel like it's going to be okay. I know I can't make it feel okay, but I could be here with you. I can keep you company. I can bring a little bit of levity and silliness. and just keep you company, to be your friend, to be a friendly presence, and to take your mind off of all the thinking or the feeling or the other experiencing you're doing. Just take your mind over here, and I'll be here for you. And that's really the most important stuff about the show. And the reality is, it does kind of have to be some sort of strange digital service, because there's really no one out there that's available in that way, 8 hours a night. Like, so that's what's nice. I get to do this idealized thing for the people it works for. And again, the cool thing about the internet is it doesn't have to, like, if it doesn't work for you, it's not your style. There's other stuff out there now that you could try out. But if it does, you say, oh, this is what I was looking for. This is how I experienced the night too, this deep, dark night. It does hurt a little bit. And I do want someone to say, hey, I'm going to be here. And I'm not perfect, you know. I may not be on time. I may not put my words together, you know, coherently. But I'm here for you. I'm here to try to be here for you. Yeah. I'm glad you're here. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thank you once again for coming by. Or thanks for coming by for your first time. And I really work hard on the show. So do a bunch of other people. Because we yearn and strive to help you fall asleep. And these sponsors are a couple of ways how we're able to do this on a regular basis over the past 10 years. Twice a week. Thank you. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, this is Scoots, and this should be episode 1200. I don't know. I'm sitting down. I don't have any notes in front of me because I don't know, I've thought about this episode, and I'm never great with these milestone episodes, but it's just weird that it's episode 1200 and right at 10 years of making the podcast. So I want to kind of do something that would be fun for listeners, and just a heads up, this will probably be a little bit more personal and intense, maybe. I don't know exactly what I'm going to talk about, but I have an idea. About it. So we'll see how it goes. So it'd be personal. It might not be for everybody. Maybe you want to listen during the day. I do want to say thank you, but, and also, like, so how do you celebrate making 1200 episodes over 10 years? Not just with one episode. Is it really a big deal, or is making 1201 episodes a big deal, you know? But I do want to tease, instead of just celebrating in one episode, I think I have a couple ideas. Well, there's going to be 3 different ways we're going to look back or have fun. So one will be that, because while I'm recording this, the actors and writer strike is still going on. And I realize we haven't done any look back episodes since that 700, I don't know if we have. I got to double check. So I'll probably do a couple episodes where I'm looking at a chunk of 100 episode titles and just running through it and wondering, and be pretty funny, because I'll say, I don't even remember that, or I do remember that. And I don't know if maybe that'll take out, or maybe it'll just be the titles, because there's something we did for subscribers this summer called a Gloomhaven sticker unboxing. It's probably one of my favorite things I've recorded in a long time, just because it was so random. And so we'll see what happens with that. Then I got an idea from our friend Taylor Swift, and I said, hey, what if we do some episodes with Scooter's Version? Where which is strange thinking of Taylor Swift, but it's like, I think it's really cool how Taylor does Taylor's version, and we're Swifties around here. So, I don't know. I think I'll try to do maybe a couple episodes. I don't have that in production yet, but I'd like to do episode one, at least a Scooter's version or Drew's version. I don't know. So there's that. And then I'm also designing this database of words that you'll be able to participate in. And subscribers have already had their chances. And listeners will, too. What I'll do is I'll put it up on our sponsor page. So just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and you'll see a survey. And if you take that survey, you can link and add words to like a new randomizer, because that's always been one of the keys to Sleep With Me. A lot of the stuff is randomizing. Now, what I found originally, I was going to use a randomizer for the, this episode, but I was like, oh, there's no way to, there's not going to be a way to use the randomizer and give credit to people because it's going to be a randomizer and it's just going to give me random words and they're going to be mixed in. But it, like, it, hopefully I'll be able to figure out a way to make that and then use it as part of the flow of the show. But that'll be another way to participate, and maybe you hear your word and then you get a kick out of it. Is that the three ways? Did I say three? So those are how we're really going to celebrate 1,200 episodes. I do want to say thank you. And I don't know. I do try to say thank you as much as I can to people, but literally this podcast exists on the back of listeners. There really wouldn't be a Sleep With Me without people, like without the people, like the active listeners in and the passive listeners. If there wasn't people listening to it, I mean, maybe there'd be some other tiny version of Sleep With Me that comes out once a month or something. But Sleep With Me as it exists now is a result of the people who have listened to the show and been there, whose presence they can feel, and then the people have actively done things to support the podcast. Like Sleep With Me really is a listener-supported show, like either through the sponsors or the thing. Everybody that works on the show, I wouldn't have been able to sustain the podcast, and so wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be at 10 years or 1,200 years without any of you that sent me one email, or, you know, people that supported the show at a significant level since from the start of the show. Those people that would be in this new thing called the Dream Door Society, or people that have, like, gone kind of to hang out with, like in other existences, like Cornelia, that recommended the show to so many people. And there's a lot of other people, and probably people who have never reached out to me. Every once in a while, I find out about somebody that's spreading word about the podcast who I've never heard from directly. Like, I mean, right now in this moment, it's Kitty Flanagan, and I say, what the heck? Like, this is so cool, and I never even heard from them. Never even heard from Kitty. So, like, so I don't know. Like, thank you to everybody. And maybe those Kitty or Cornelia or the moderators on the Listener Run Facebook group or the team of people that work on the show, including Posty that's worked on the show for so long. I don't know, like there wouldn't be a Sleep With Me without you. So thank you. And if this is your first time listening, thank you for checking the show out. I mean, one thing is it's interesting is Sleep With Me works for the people it works for. So I'm glad you're here and hopefully you stick around. It works for you. And I mean, some people it doesn't work. It only works for them for a short period of time. And, you know, while you go through something or while you find another great sleep podcast or sleepy thing to use that helps you. So, okay, so what are we going to do here for 1,200? Here's the thing. So I've made the show since 2013 and had the idea since before that. And I thought what I'd do is when I first came up with the idea for the podcast, I was in a much, much different place. And even when I started making the show, and, you know, the show has changed over 10 years, and I'm a much different person, you know, from who I was 10 years ago. And then the show really springs out of this kid who couldn't sleep at night, who was so alone and so lonely. And that's really what the show's about, is that loneliness, that fear, And I guess I can say it because I put a warning, like that hopelessness in the deep, dark night. I shared a room with my brother, but he was asleep, or there was times he couldn't sleep either. So what I thought we'd do is just maybe I can go back in time and with myself from 10 years ago and myself now and go into that room and see what, like maybe have a little conversation. I don't know. I mean, the first question is, how do we get into my childhood home without, like we got there, Doc Brown, he said, rolls, we're going, we don't need rolls because it won't be dinner time. And then he said, robes, where we're going, well, that was when we were in the back, me and 10 years ago, me and him and Ewan McGregor were in the front, not wearing robes because they were going to like some sort of hot spring. And that's what Doc Brown said there. Robes, where we're going, we don't need any robes. But that was when they pulled away and left me and myself at the childhood home. And we haven't really talked, you and I, me and you, because I don't know, but we're side by side. And, oh, thanks, you, I do, I feel good, thank you. You look, it'll get better, trust me, but we got to be quiet here. I mean, before we go in, I just want to lay something on you. Like, would you ever think... you'd ever maybe like move back into this childhood home? You sure you're doubtful, right? Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't live there now, but who knows, right? Okay, I think our best bet is how do we get in here without waking anybody up? I do have some magic. Not from a sleep podcast, but from Morpheus, because Morpheus reached out. Yeah, Morpheus, one of the higher powers of sleep. So I do have this dust, and I just I don't know if it's not sand though. It just blew on us, but I think it'll work to make sure everybody's in a deep sleep in this house. But that doesn't change the fact that so the side door that goes to this room that's not a basement. But that's like connected to this in between the laundry room with the heater and the water heater and the garage, a room that, I don't know. It was used at sometimes, but, underutilized room. I'm going to open that door and we're going to go in here and then we're going to go in. So now we're in, we'll lock that door behind us. Yeah. Now we'll go into this room, concrete, what is this, cement or concrete? Cement, okay, thanks. Cement floor, we got the heaters, one heater for upstairs, one for downstairs, and the water heater's there, washer and the dryer, and what is that, cement, those are, what are those, mason, cement wall, cement block wall, and yeah, that's, yeah, I like this room. Especially with these heaters that were the heaters there when I was a kid, I could get behind the heaters, not figured. I mean, like I actually would go behind the heaters. It's a good place for thinking, hiding, hide and seek hiding. But once somebody knew you were hiding there, it wasn't good. But just like when I needed a little time or I wanted to vanish. And yeah, now, so what do you think our strategy should be? Because, I wanted to talk to the two of you because we've been making, so right when you're, I know like you, what do I call it? You, I guess I call you, right? Cause you're me. Let's sit down in the laundry room because we got the heaters are going anyway. It's October here or September. It's on the cusp of, it's September. And I know you've been thinking about this idea for a sleep. I know you've had a tough time, huh? Yeah, it's been hard, and you're a bit lost, huh? I know. I mean, could you trust me if I tell you you'll still be lost, but in a way where at least you're trying to find your way, and you're comfortable with that. Versus that's where I'm at now, and it's pretty nice. Not always like I can't promise you. I'll tell you some cool stuff once we get to this kid, but I just want to tell you before we get into the kid, because, you know, the kid might not be ready for all of this stuff. Where you're at is not an easy place, and it's. I just want to get. Can I just give you a hug? Yeah. Remember when we were is that too, that you're not comfortable with that? Okay, I can, like, because I'm like, remember when we pressed our faces against a mirror and how that felt? But I did want to tell you that this idea for a sleep podcast that you've had for years and years and years, and I'll be honest, like, I know you made a recording, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it because I've been afraid, because I know how you feel and how you felt over the past couple of years and where things have gone and choices you made and maybe the choices, like, and maybe a lot of this has been out of your control because you're kind of, you're in the throes of, like, something that you can't control, right? And I haven't been able, maybe after this I'll listen to it, but I haven't had the place where I could listen to. I know you recorded a bunch of audio recordings, and one of them was an idea for this podcast, but I know a lot of the other stuff was, like, where you're at and how hard it's been and how it feels, really how it feels and what it feels like. And I could tell you that what's interesting is that those feelings don't ever, they don't ever totally leave us, but, you get to a point where, I know I'm not contributing to those feelings, and, I don't know what to tell you, to be honest. I wish I had some sort of guru-like thing to say, but it's going to get a lot better, and it's going to be okay, and it's going to be okay to feel the way you feel, and, you're going to be able to change, and believe it or not, you're about to start changing. And I'm not here to give you any advice on how you changed, because, I mean, it's a process. But I did want to take you along to see this kid, because this kid's kind of the important part of it. That's what people relate to. But I think they also relate to you. Like, you've had a lot of stuff you haven't been able to follow through on. You had a bunch of ideas of where you thought you'd be, and now you're where you are, and what you are is kind of feeling totally lost, and then a bunch of stuff has gotten in the way of you following through on stuff, mostly trying to say, hey, I'm a little scared here, and I need something to take that scared feeling away, particularly as fast as possible. I know we found one thing that really worked for that, solid, huh? And really, like, seemed to solve that. It was a solution. I don't know if it was a great solution, but it was a solution that worked really well for that and some other stuff too, huh? Well, what kind of happened was that you have a strong imagination, right? Or we do, right? And so you could imagine stuff not going well or going really well. And when stuff doesn't match up with that, it creates it makes it tough or harder, huh? And why isn't this matching up with how I'm imagining it or seeing it? And why isn't this, I don't know. Am I over-explaining? I just want to tell you it's going to be okay. I thought there was something else I was going to tell you. Sometimes, because I've been making the sleep podcast, I mean, it's a good idea. Oh, I was going to say people can relate to how you feel, too. And I can relate to it, and being in that place and feeling stuck and being stuck, like, you're about to become unstuck. It's weird because you start this podcast, but that doesn't quite unstick you. But then things happen and you realize you can't get unstuck alone. You feel alone, but the weird thing is you can't get unstuck alone. I didn't even realize that was a life lesson. It's a hard one. And you don't have to. I mean, I guess it's another thing. And I guess I'm saying this to remind me, you don't have to get unstuck alone. You got to find the right help to get unstuck. But and maybe it's just not one thing, right? That's been one of the things we've kind of fallen into together. And I think even this, to be honest, is one of those things like that will repeatedly fall into and be like, well, if I could just get this with the podcast, that'll get things unstuck. But it's sticky, man. Making a podcast, it's sticky. Holy cow. So I think remember that it's never going to be all one thing or all the other. And it's not really that it's going to be okay, but it's going to be tough and sticky too. But if you could say, well, it's a pretty good idea, though, and let's, like we could go see that kid who couldn't sleep, and that was the idea that you had. Hey, how come there's nothing? That's the original idea. Huh? It's pretty lonely not to be able to sleep. Pretty, you know, I got a lot of other feelings going on, sometimes physical sensations and thoughts, but I really feel alone, even though I'm not alone, or sometimes I am. And I just wish there was someone there to say, huh, looks like you really feel alone. I'm not sure I could fix this for you, but I could keep you company. And I can do it in a way that's kind of fun and silly because I know that's what you like. And here's one thing that's wild is like, so we started this and then we did it for a while. And then people heard it and they said, well, I could do that, but I'll do it a little different way. And then, that ends up that because people just don't like us. I mean, I think you already know that, but it doesn't have to do with our value. It's just we're not everybody's taste, or some people are just a little bit grouchy, right? But mostly it's just not everybody's style or taste. And so then they say, well, this is definitely not my style, but now there's something else out there that might be my style. And that's pretty cool, huh? That other people were like, well, this is interesting. This dude's rambling on and on, trying to tell grown-ups bedtime stories, but I think I could do it a little bit differently, or I have an idea that's related to this but different. So, yeah. And yeah, you might not always have easy feelings, but it's like, so that's pretty cool, too. So then other people that can relate to how we're feeling, but that don't necessarily agree with the style or our personality or whatever, they find something too. Or they realize, okay, maybe they find something else that's not a podcast or not audio-based, kind of like us, right? Okay, what I tell you? We're like, yeah, we sleep pretty good. We have a bedtime routine. And now the bedtime routine is different because it's something we kind of love. It's something we should do and need to do for kind of self-maintenance and care, but it's something we love doing, though we still have to be intentional about it and follow through because it's easy to be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Let me just get in bed and read a book. But we have a wind down routine and that works for us most of the time. Doesn't work all the time, but we don't need to drink or to do anything else to get to sleep anymore. And it's like, yeah, that was just like a fringe benefit, I know. And we don't have to do that for the fear either. I mean, not that that's related to sleep, but it is, you know. So we don't have to do that anymore. Like, that's coming. That's coming. And you don't got to worry. It's going to be okay. But I guess I wanted to circle back to the idea that you had. It's like, what about that kid in that room? What about me? What about somebody like me that they're saying, I just need something to like, I don't know. I want something that's my friend in the deep, dark night. That's what ends up we return to again and again and again. Take my mind off of stuff, barely entertain. You'll be one of the most barely entertaining people in the world who's actually like engaged in it, barely. You'll be one of the few barely entertainers. You say, are you in an and I know we've been doing that. Who's you and who's me? But people would, I don't know if you'd go to a party and say this, but if somebody said, what are you in, entertainment? And you say, barely. I'm barely an entertainer. I'm in barely entertainment. You mean like Thunder Down Under? No, definitely no. I'd be barely in that. I guess I didn't realize you'd mistake it for Thunder Down Under. That's good. It's under, down, under. You understand it 10 years ago. That's, they've got a history, I guess. But no, it's, yeah, we're barely entertaining. And we barely make people laugh. We've over the years, we've come up with terms for it. So many terms that we've forgotten all of them. Chuckling, a guff or a faw. You know, people may guff or faw occasionally at you on a regular basis. And here's the other relatable thing, is that there's other people out there that have ideas unrelated to sleep podcasts that maybe they could relate to where you are and where I am. And I could tell you, it's no magical pill or magical journey where everything, like, things are going to be okay, but they're not aw shucks. I mean, I say Oshkosh b'gosh a lot, but I don't get out of bed in the morning and say, Oshkosh by gosh, by golly, let me kiss the sunshine and kiss my bicep and get on my way and kick up my ankles. No, it's not like it's not some magical change. It's more of a, oh, but things are okay anyway, even though I've got those feelings. But I think what I was going to say is that people could relate to that. Well, I don't know. That's not flashy, right? I think that's what we always wanted was, I just want to be 100% okay all the time or not. And then if I'm not, then prepare for it. I think that's where that kid's at, right? He may still be awake preparing for tomorrow. That's why he can't sleep. So I don't know if we go in. I mean, we go in there. Here's the thing. I don't want to be like, who do you think the kid would think is younger? I'm just kidding. I know I look younger than you, even though you're 10 years younger than me, huh? I'm kidding. I'm just giving you heart. I'm just giving you, trying to give you hope and be passive aggressive with myself in the past. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who are we if we can't have a little fun, right? Right. I never change, do I? So, but that people could relate to the fact that you've been stuck for a long time. You've tried some creative stuff and not every creative thing works out. Even this show, there'll be a lot of times, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but there's going to be a lot of times that you'll say, what am I doing wrong here? Why can't I just, there's so many of these pieces that are working, but I can't get them to work together. Or I got this creative part working, but I can't get the other parts to work. And you'll try really hard to force it to work. And it just and I don't know what to do about that. I'm still perplexed by it sometimes, but I try to force it a little bit less. Because then we get that same feeling we're talking about as like a bunny rabbit, out there and say, holy mackerel, and that can get in the, I guess, but that's just part of who we are, right? We don't have to be perfect. You want me to talk about that before? There will be people that don't enjoy what you do, and they'll let you know about it. Yeah, you're probably better off talking about this before the kids. And you'll be surprised I'll tell you this, it never gets easy. Maybe there's something in that, and I guess the thing I can tell you is, unfortunately, they don't see that. And I think it's a lot, like when we get to where we are, it's just a bigger thing and maybe things will change eventually. But I think it really makes people feel powerful to let you know that. And there's people that will listen that strongly dislike, like you, but they're a regular listener. Maybe they don't even know it. But when they communicate it, it's clear. And that's confusing too, but I think it's confusing. And yeah, it never gets easy. And then the people that say it will say, oh, it should get easy, or you should be feel lucky to hear this. But it doesn't. And I think that's maybe a lesson just for not your, that it's too bad that that's going on, because it just doesn't happen to you. Happens to everybody out there, especially people making stuff. And a lot of people, it's like, it's you do have it. It's not a uniqueness. It's just, but it doesn't, none of that takes away that it's like, oh, that I felt that, or I hear your demand, or that you're disappointed. So I don't know. I mean, it'll be okay. I could tell you that. It probably has helped me grow. And it also is preference. You say, hey, I'd rather not, I prefer not to have to deal with that. And maybe we find some ways to like have a little bit more space. But yeah, at the same time, it is one of those, it comes with the admission of the show, but it's worth it. I guess I'll say that. Say, well, if you have to, you do have to take it. Doesn't ever like people say grow thick skin or whatever, but you say, well, maybe it's thicker, but so you don't get used to it. I guess that's the main thing I was saying. But it's still worth it. You never get used to it, but it's still worth it. And it probably, I think it probably informs your behavior towards other people. And even when you watch something, like, because remember that kid in that room watches like G.I. Joe, and he can't stand G.I. Joe, even though there's not a character G.I. Joe. And I don't know if it's that much different. So maybe looking at it like that, like that, maybe these are adults just behaving like kids to say, luckily, G.I. Joe, I think there was a fan club, but you wouldn't send whoever that was, Duke, a letter and say, by the way, Duke, I'm so fed up with you and whoever else, you know, the sergeant and Lady J and whoever else you have beef with, because they win every time. But you will be able to make a sleep podcast where you say, why does a child grow up being a fan of, the commander of the blue team? Or, we never liked Starscream, right? Or, you know, we weren't fans of Megatron. With the Transformers, we were just fed up with the Transformers winning. We didn't even really like the commander. You say Destro was more intriguing. We're just frustrated with the situation. We don't like futility, right? So it just brought up this feeling. So I guess it isn't a good example, but this is how I'm able to put people to sleep. This is the skill we've developed. You see, I almost put you to sleep. Okay, let's go in this kid's room, and you could bring up anything. I'm sure this, okay, I'm going to slide this door open, these pocket doors. Oh, hey, are you still up? This is not a dream. Don't worry. Your brother won't wake up. Don't worry. We're cool. We're fans of yours. Yeah, it's me and you. And you, it's me and me who are you. We're time travelers. We came by way of Doc Brown. I don't know what year it is. Probably. But anyway, we're here your future. Really, we're here, though. You mind if we come by the side of your bed? Yeah, let me close the door. Don't worry, your brother won't wake up. We used some magic dust. Now, the magic dust was from Morpheus, which will be a character in a movie, but this is unrelated. Morpheus, like some sort of sleep god. Listen, I just wanted to talk to you and let you know things are going to be okay. I know you can't sleep and you're still up thinking about school, huh? Yeah, I've been meaning to come back and have this conversation with you. And you, who is you, who's 10, this you is 10 years younger than me, believe it or not. Sorry, that sounded really bad. That was like, but it just I'm in disbelief. I'm not really. I knew we were going to have this conversation, the three of us, because watching both to know it's going to be okay and that it's worth it. And that's why I say a lot of times people, believe it or not, people reach out to me for advice sometimes. And I just tell them, you know, it's worth it. It's worth trying. Try out your idea and see where it goes. And you'll have a lot of ideas. A lot of them that you'll see through this you is haven't followed through on them. And even for me, there's still stuff I feel like where I don't have time and all that kind of stuff. And that's like, am I procrastinating or am I just unbelievably busy? And But it's going to be okay. A lot of these ideas, you like when you feel better and you're lying in your room. But I know right now you're probably lying there thinking about tomorrow at school, huh? Yeah. And it's not going well, huh? No. Has gone well for a while, huh? Yeah. I know, I can see it in your body. I can feel, I can still feel it. It's like liquid metal, huh? Yeah. Yeah, running through. Yeah, no, I can feel it too. I can feel it. Like, do you, like, I am you. So can I, get a little closer to you, with you? Is this cool with you? It's a little weird, I know, man. But I came from the future to let you know that things are going to be okay. And here's the thing. I know this is, I know you're a rebellious kid too. So I want to put you at ease first before I tell you, like, believe it or not, this is a real unfortunate situation you're in. And I guess this goes for both of you. And at this point, I mean, especially the school stuff, I don't know how much anybody can do to help. Because in the future, I'll think about this in a different way. And I say, well, what could I have done? What could have anyone have done? Because you wish kind of there was just a magic way to make it all okay, huh? And the reality is if I was to stay here every night, maybe because we time traveled, but I already exist, I could leave this other part of me here with you, 10 years younger. But I mean, I don't know if that part of me will still start the podcast. Because Doc Brown and I could pick up this part of me. I don't know. We'll think about it. Okay, so to get back to it is, I don't know if there's any, like, there could have been, there's nothing, there's no way to make an easy fix for all this, I guess is what I'm saying. And that's not fair, I know. And that doesn't make the liquid metal stop pumping through your circulatory system, that feeling, and the burning of dried tears on your face. I know. And that feeling in your stomach and the way it feels on Friday night when you realize you got to go back to school on Monday. And that how you feel when you can't sleep and you're trying to imagine everything for tomorrow, huh? And it's not really fair to go back in time and tell people this, but it's like, what I know is like, I can be here with you and say that, that must really be hard. And it must really be tough. And I care about you. And I know it's tough. And I know it's tough because then you also don't get the sleep you need after an exhausting night. And then it's going to be even worse. And then it feels like it's never going to end, huh? And you say, I'm just a kid, man. But I don't know who I corrupt. That's weird that I have power Morpheus, because you feel like there's some other great power who must have taken a disliking to you, huh? Yeah, I can tell you that at some point, the idea of what's fair and not, it takes on a new meaning. Even from 10 years ago me, that's that me, that's closer to you, but that's frowning because still got a bit of rebellion in 10 years ago me and current me, but it's just a different style of rebellion. But yeah, that idea of fairness, I guess I still get caught up in it too. I don't know, man. I know it's tough in here. You got your radio. Sunday nights you could listen to radio or other nights. But I want to let you know that this experience, as unfortunate as, and this is really not even appropriate to tell a kid, but I think you could handle it, is that this is going to really serve people. Because you're not, believe it or not, you're not the only person lying there right now in the throes of this. And let me lay something on you, because across the world, there's other people, and across time and space, So yeah. I mean, well, we don't know exactly how beings on other planets or other universes sleep, but if they have consciousness, they probably. But I can tell you on planet Earth that there's people everywhere of varying ages and varying backgrounds and varying lives, varying decades. Also all the TV and cartoons you watch and movies, that's going to come in super handy. All the daydreaming and wishing you do, that's going to come in handy. All that loneliness and pain and fear, that's going to come in handy. It won't seem like it, and it won't necessarily always feel good coming, but it will, because you say, well, I'm not the only one. And I know that doesn't take anything away, but I do know that because I'll be leaving 10 years ago, 10 years younger than me behind, and somehow that part's looking at me. No, we'll figure out, we'll be here on some level with you. And that's really all, like, can I just rub your chest there? Yeah. Like, we'll be here with you. So you really do feel alone. And you really feel like no one understands. And that's just how it feels, right? And there's not a right or wrong. I'm not here to talk you out of your feelings or tell you the facts or whatever. Because I know it's hard. And I can remember it. We'll never forget how it feels. But also, you know how it felt when you started listening to that radio show. And you got that feeling like, oh boy, I'm doing something naughty here, listening to comedy radio at 10 p.m. And then you started to laugh. And then you heard people calling into shows or people getting shout outs or hearing that other people in the world listen to the show. That feeling's powerful too, that you're sharing that with somebody and that you're laughing a little bit and that you're distracted from all that stuff going on in your head and your body and your feelings, that all that, I mean, I could explain it to you, but basically, I mean, this is probably violates all time travel rules, but I mean, what do we follow rules, the three of us? Right. I mean, that's why I might as well tell you, right? If you can't sleep because you can't follow rules at school. Yeah, I mean, we could laugh at it. But believe it or not, we'll even make stories where you return to your school and rebel by getting your hair like a perm where your hair's curly. Yeah, the thing that smells really bad. Yeah, that's a perm. You could, I don't think in any of the stories we've jumped in a chlorine pool to turn our hair green. We may have, though. I think some of the other kids did. Yeah, you know the Burger King down the street from your school? Yeah, at some point, like, you'll take over the Burger King. You'll get a perm. Here's the thing. You'll go into an alternative. It's actually in the past for you because it's in first grade. So you'll be in first grade. You'll be remembering what happened in first grade, that really intense thing. Then the universe will split, and you'll have a perm. This perm will have all these magical properties we're talking about because it's an alternative universe. It's a permiverse. The perm will do everything for you that we're trying to do here, which is say, hey, it's going to be okay, even though it's tough and not easy. Then by using the perm, you'll feel like a leader. You'll feel connected to others, and you'll start a rebellion just in one episode of a show. Like, you know, when you make pretend radio shows on your tape recorder. Yeah, you're going to do, believe it or not. Like, you know, I know you think did you already get an F on the report you wrote about Steven Spielberg about how you wanted to grow up to be an executive producer, director? Yeah, that was a tough one, huh? I mean, yeah, how could you get an F on it? I agree with you. But that dream will take you in a different direction. But eventually what you'll be doing something similar where you get to make up stories. And the stories could be as out there as you wish, as out there as we're talking about, as full of fantasy or perms, permaverses, or you want me to tell you some more stories? Okay. I don't know. A lot of them are, there'll be a story about two best friends that try to rebel to get out of purgatory and then try to rebel against various belief systems and one person they consider their rival. There'll be a story about Cinderella's stepmother, who her name's Agatha in our story, and she ends up becoming a pit of lentils at some point, but she's a heroine. Doesn't seem like one, though. She's a bit like us, a little bit more brash. What else we got? There's superheroes. A team of superheroes. We did that a couple times. That was tough because it was a big cast. A lot of individual stories like your perm one. Another one where we're in space with a best friend who's, here's better news than your future. In the future, like, you know when you go to that family reunion and there's the soda fountain that has orange soda, Diet Cola, Cola, and something else, and you combine all the four of those sodas together and it's disgusting? And then maybe you combine two of them and it tastes okay, but then you combine all four of them anyway because you can. Yeah, there's going to be soda machines now, somewhat readily available, where you could do that in a way that tastes good. What do I mean? Well, the most recent one I did was about 4 or 5 months ago, and it was their flavor. And also, you know, by the way, I'm not young as you, so I had to do sugar-free, which tastes different now. They call it zero sugar. But I did one that was like purple and orange and green mixed together, and it tasted delicious. Yeah, they call it a freestyle soda machine. But it'll be your best friend in a story in space. Yeah, so you're going to be best friends with a soda machine. I mean, yeah, basically, am I lying to myself? In your mind, you will be. And those stories, this is the best part. There's other people that feel just as alone as you, that feel just as desperate as you, that feel just as hopeless as you. And you'll be able to let them know that they're not alone. And you'll be able to say, I know how that feels because I've been there. And maybe they don't have all, maybe they have different than the cool metal or whatever it is running through, or that pit of the stomach thing, knowing no matter what, you got to go to school tomorrow and deal with it again. And why can't it just change? There'll be other people in that same thing, and you'll be able to help them with just these goofy things, like being best friends with a soda machine. Like, that'll help people feel less alone, because there's other people in the same thing. You know, Carl's over there. Carl's pretty cool, solid brother. I know we're not always the most solid siblings. Oh, you know what other thing? Not to change subjects again, but that's what we're good at. You know, chop, chop timber that you play on your bed? Yeah, other people do that. Yeah, I thought you made it up too, but no, apparently it's a somewhat universal. I think we heard from somebody in like Sweden or Denmark that does it. Yeah, so that's a thing for some people. So those are the kind of cool things you got waiting for you. And I know it's tough right now. And it is tough. It's tough and it's going to be okay. And some of the stuff you'll look back on, here's another piece of good news. I'm in a place where I say, well, that's really painful that you feel that way. And as an adult, I could say, only thing anybody could have done is say, hey, and I think there were your parents and other people did try to kind of sit with you through this. And they are there for you. But I want to stick with you and your experience in that, you got cool friends. You get to take the bus and go to a comic book shop or a model shop. You get to go on adventures. And the most important thing I think to remember is that you're going to be okay. And this is an important experience. because you're going to remember what it feels like to feel alone and to feel this desperation and to know, well, what could have really worked? There isn't a magical switch to flip. And maybe there isn't someone to sit here for 8 hours a night at my bedside and keep me company, but I want something that kind of feels a little bit different. I want something that feels a little bit silly and goofy. I want something that feels like they get me. And I want somebody that's there for me to keep me company. And here's the wild thing. When you do that, then other people will want to take part in that so that you can keep doing it. And you'll be able to keep doing it as long as there's people that want to take part in it and say, hey, we call them rebels with a cause. It's complicated explaining how free content works in the future because it's different than when you're here now. But it's, kind of like people that buy in cereal for the prize. I guess that's the exact analogy I would have never thought of. And you're the prize inside, kid. And you, 10 years younger than me, too, by the way. Sorry, I gave you a hard time, but you're a grown-up. I'm going to be here, sending my voice across the deep, dark night to both of you and to everyone else out there. And I know you'll only get it on vibrations, but I want you to know it's going to be okay. And that it does not feel easy, right? And that's what works, together alone. And I couldn't do it without you. And it really has been an honor to be here, whether it's your first time or your 1,200th time or people that listen to 8 episodes a week, 365 days a year over the past 10 years. I have no idea what that is. But I know there's people that have listened 30 or 40,000 times. And this is why it's an honor, right? Wow, what a journey. And ideally, this is just one of those things that become, okay, and then we made it to 1,200 episodes in 10 years. And then we skipped 1,299 and went to 1,301 or whatever. And we'll joke about that and then 15 or whatever. We'll see. But it's going to be okay right now. I know it'll be okay. And believe it or not, we still got to keep telling ourselves. It took us, 5 or 6 years of even making the podcast to be like, you know, it's going to be okay. And I'll keep telling you that. Because I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you feel less alone in the deep, dark night. And so you could fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And I would never have been able to do it without all of you. Thanks. All right, I want to thank the people that became patrons recently. Jimmy, Kimberly, and Rocket. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Emma, Sophie, and Kari. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Nick, Mary Jo, and Bilbo. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Seth, Wilhelm, and Patricia, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Julie, Joan, and Juliet, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Laura, Collect, and Katie, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Aussie, Barbara, and Annie, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Laura, Brian, and Ashley, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Holly, 49, and Derek, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Mary, Blaith, and O.C., thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly by us, by being like a subscriber, paid subscriber, paying for a free podcast, being a rebel with the cause, or supporting our sponsors. That's how we come out twice a week for free. And thanks, everybody that spreads the word about the podcast. I really appreciate it and couldn't do it without all of you. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.